For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Food stamp eligibility is central to the debt ceiling agreement hammered out between Republicans and the White House. But in Oregon, lawmakers want to expand it by not excluding undocumented households from federal food assistance.
Food brings family together in family gatherings. And so getting this law passed, it will be easy for our families to access our own food from our own country.
Hilda Leone with Central Oregon's Latino Community Association. 62,000 Oregonians are now shut out of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, because of immigration status. And in rural areas, food pantries are rare. A single mother of four, Leon has personal experience with hunger.
A lot of times I had to make a decision, either pay my power bill or go get groceries.
The bill would extend aid to lawful permanent residents and some others who arrived as immigrants or refugees. More than a year after the passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, rural communities are struggling to access grants to improve local roads and bridges. The solution? More grants to streamline the undertaking. Susanna Brown says the U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded $21 million to 64 communities.
The recent legislation provides more than $100 billion in federal infrastructure funding, but many rural communities are lacking the time, personnel, and matching funds to apply. Amy Kessler is with the North Central Pennsylvania's Regional Planning and Development Commission.
If I don't have the money to match, I don't have much money to hire a $100,000 consultant to do my cost-benefit analysis.
But some individual states are stepping up to help with the process. Kevin Adam with Arizona's Rural Transportation Advocacy Council says that they're seeing success in accessing funds.
They've already awarded 3 applications, and so we're very hopeful that this will help bring some of that federal funding to these rural, local jurisdictions.
I'm Susanna Brown.
Cemeteries can hold deep significance, and Tennessee is mapping them and building a database. Freelance writer Keith Roydson says the state's Historical Commission wants to avoid desecration of the more than 30,000, often small and isolated, burial sites.
A handful of years ago, a developer bulldozed headstones and prepared to build new buildings on top of graves.
Federal records show Tennessee has more graveyards per 100,000 people than any other state.
They are in some ways a very concrete reminder of our history, not only of where our ancestors were buried, but also to get a feel for what the circumstances were.
The online tool can assist history buffs, genealogists, and developers. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.